Like all cities, Atlanta is constantly evolving. Right now, immigration is changing the cultural and economic landscape of the ATL. But the new arrivals face challenges with everything from finding a job to learning English and understanding a new culture. Right outside our hotel, we met three men who came thousands of miles to make a life in this city, all of them taxi drivers awaiting fares. The taxi business is a hub for African and Caribbean immigrants in the city. Here's some of that story.
My name is Dawit Haile. I came from Eritrea, 1984.
What were the biggest challenges when you first moved here?
The city and how to communicate with the people.
How do you think things are now? Do you think that African immigrants and Caribbean immigrants and American-born people get along?
Yeah, we get along.
What about socializing? Do you ever social, like when you're off on the weekends, do you ever hang out with friends who were born in the States?
Yeah, I used to have a girlfriend from America.
What do you like most about Atlanta?
Atlanta is a good city. It's a clean, and most people, they are nice. And as long as you work, you live.
And when you think about the lives of Eritreans here,
yes.
Has it gotten easier, you think, for people who came after you because there's a more of a community?
Definitely. When they come here, they see somebody cousin or somebody friend, or they meet in a community or they meet in the church. So it's easier for them to learn the city, the language, and just to help them or just like that.
Okay, my name is Max Leger. I'm from Haiti.
How long have you been in Atlanta?
I got about 9 years. Atlanta is not like New York or Miami and others. Atlanta people are, there is more diversity. People are like, you know, all over. We have a lot of Haitian church. We got some, you know, places where Haitian hang out together. So when they get some parties, you know, we meet each other.
With the economic issues in Haiti right now, do you find a lot of people sending remittances back to Haiti?
Well, like, especially myself, I'm going to Haiti very often. My brother is in Haiti, actually. So we always keep, you know, in touch with family to see how we can help each other.
Now, what about your kids? How old are they? And they must be growing up to be very American in attitude. And is that good or bad to you?
My son is 13 years old. My daughter is, I got two daughters, one 11 and 7. So we are the one, we have to educate the kid, you know, give them, you know, parts of our culture. You know, it's not going to be 100%, but you have to talk to your kid to let them know where you're coming from, your background, your roots, you know.
Did you teach them to speak Creole?
Yeah, they do. They speak Creole, they speak French. I teach them French and Creole. So I believe it's very good when, you know, you speak more than one.
My name is Benga Babajide, and I come from Nigeria.
How long have you been here in Atlanta?
27 years.
Woo, so you have a commitment.
It's my home now.
Absolutely. Do you interact with a lot of other Nigerians or...
Well,
or...
we have a community center, and we also have a church-based environment that help any new ones to get used to American ways of life, as far as maybe getting a new job, you know, apply, you know, maybe starting getting new apartments and everything, just to blend in with American ways of life, which is, you know, pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit of happiness and pursuit of financial success, I assume.
I agree.
How do you get along with African Americans and other Atlantans? Do you find that you have to sometimes explain what life is like in Nigeria?
Well, I have no language barrier, so it was very easy for me. And also, even if I go in the community, I'm very well known within the Atlanta community as far as African Americans, and then they patronize us quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing about Atlanta?
Diversity. That's it. People come from all walks of life, and then they work together as a team.
We were speaking with Atlanta taxi drivers, Nigerian-American Benga Babajide, Haitian-American Max Laguerre, and Eritrean-American Dawit Haile.